Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The November ballot will ask whether you support changing Illinois' income tax structure. Vote no on this question. The amendment would end the state's flat rate income tax, but it will not solve our state's fiscal problems. If enacted, the constitutional amendment would no longer require Illinois to have a flat tax, currently set at 4.95% for all Illinoisans. And instead, it would allow the state to enact a progressive tax. These rates would initially vary between 4.75% and 7.99% based on a household's income level. Revenue from this proposed progressive tax structure is unlikely to meet the state's projected deficits and debt obligations that are coming in the next few years. And until our state's politicians get their fiscal house in order, costs will continue to grow, and all our taxes will continue to increase. The progressive tax would shift the taxing burden on the highest earners in the state, but raising taxes on the highest earners will not fix our state's financial problems and, in the long run, may only lead to higher taxes for all of us. It is a farce to think the top 3% of Illinoisans will cover this additional multi-billion dollar increase in costs. If asked to do so, these top earners will simply shift assets out of state or will leave Illinois altogether. And when our state reaches that point, who else is there to be taxed? The other 97% of us. We will be left to cover the bill and be forced to pick up the tab like we always do. Additionally, we know most of the revenue from the progressive tax will be spent in two places: our state's exorbitantly high pension costs and debt obligations, and not spent, as proponents claim, on our public schools, social services, and public safety. Lawmakers have been digging themselves into pension and debt holes for decades, and now they expect us, the taxpayers, to pull them out. But we taxpayers did not create these problems. Lawmakers' poor policy decisions did. Taxes should not be raised on the folks that had nothing to do with the policy decisions that got us here. Adding to the already dismal financial situation is our state's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The sudden, months-long halt of our state's economy means less tax revenue for the state as businesses are not open, workers are laid off, and consumers stay home. Ironically, proponents will claim these lower tax revenues will be used as further justification to support the progressive tax. Don't be fooled. This unexpected pandemic should not be used to advocate for a change in our Constitution. Now is not the time to enact a progressive tax in Illinois. The progressive tax will not solve our state's financial troubles and will, in the long run, lead to higher taxes for all of us. Let's tell our state lawmakers to get the state's finances in order before they come after ours by voting no on the constitutional amendment in November. The American Farm Bureau Federation has announced that its 102nd annual convention will be held online following the cancellation of all events through January 31, 2021, at the San Diego Convention Center, where the convention was scheduled to take place. AFBF President Zippy Duvall said our top priority at every Farm Bureau gathering is the safety of our attendees and staff. He added that while we are saddened to not meet in person for this convention, we are eager to bring this event safely to farm and ranch homes across the country and excited to offer the same top-level content our members have come to expect from our in-person events. The 2021 American Farm Bureau Virtual Convention, to be held January 10th through the 13th, 2021, will bring together farmers, ranchers, and industry experts to discuss the top issues facing agriculture, including the impact of COVID-19, sustainability, and the future of the supply chain, and will feature keynote speakers who inspire and motivate grassroots action. This free online event will bring home American Farm Bureau Convention favorites from the Ag Innovation Challenge and YF&R competitions to the Ag Foundation Book of the Year and the anticipated Farm Dog of the Year. The convention theme this year is Stronger Together. Duvall said he could think of nothing more fitting to spotlight how the agriculture community has come together, keep growing the products our nation depends on while supporting our friends and neighbors throughout this public health crisis. Registration for the 2021 American Farm Bureau Virtual Convention will be open later this year and will be free to all the attendees. Further details on the event can be found at fb.org/events. USDA's recent September farm income forecast provided the first estimate of state-level farm financial indicators. As anticipated, gross farm income, and net cash income are the highest in areas with high-value fruit and vegetable production, highly productive cropland, and areas in a high concentration of livestock operations. While net farm profitability was estimated higher in 2019, due in large part to increased ad hoc support, net farm income in many states continues to be well below the previous decade's average. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act included an estate tax exemption, which expires in 2025, that requires an estate to file and pay taxes when gross assets exceed $11.85 million per person. After December 31, 2025, the exemption amount returns to $5 million per individual adjusted for inflation, as set by the American Taxpayer Relief Act of 2012. Previously, the Economic Growth and Tax Relief Reconciliation Act of 2001 had gradually raised the exemption amount from $675,000 to $3.5 million in 2009. Does all this time at home have you tired of meal planning? Are you busy with harvest? Well, we have a solution for you. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation's Prep Freeze Cook fundraiser is perfect for everyone's busy lives. It comes with 10 prepackaged frozen meals for a family of 2 or 5. All you have to do is throw them in a crockpot, oven, or grill. The prep work is already done. 10 meals for a family of 2 are $85.85, and meals for a family of 5 are $171.70, tax included. To order, contact the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571 and request an order form and return it along with your payment. All checks must be made out to Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation, or MCAEF, and all orders must be returned no later than October 28th by noon. All proceeds go to the Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation to provide local scholarships. In recent days, dry conditions and gusty winds have fueled countless fires, destroying miles of farmland, valuable equipment, structures, and in some cases, severely injuring those involved. Fires can occur at any time of year and anywhere in the country, including remote rural areas, state or national parks, or even in your backyard. Wildfires can be sparked from natural sources, such as lightning, or accidentally by humans via cigarettes, campfires, or grills, or by mechanical sparks coming into contact with flammable materials. It is with that in mind that state officials are urging Illinois residents to heed the warnings issued by the National Weather Service meteorologists and local officials to reduce the risk of fall fires. The National Weather Service will issue red flag warnings when weather conditions such as strong winds, low relative humidity, and high temperatures make for outdoor fire dangers. During these dangerous times, the National Weather Service urges everyone to use extreme caution because a simple spark can create a major fire. Sparks or embers can blow into leaves or grass, igniting a fire that can spread quickly. State Fire Marshal Matt Perez said people need to heed the warnings when there is an elevated fire danger and think about the possible consequences of their actions. These fires not only cause damage to property and could cost some people their livelihoods, but also put first responders in harm's way who are trying to battle these fires, which are preventable if people think and act responsibly. Watches and warnings are issued by the National Weather Service and enforced by local officials. Watches are issued up to 72 hours before dangerous conditions are expected to occur, whereas a warning is issued when the conditions are expected to occur or are occurring within the next 24 hours. According to Jerry Costello II, Illinois Department of Agriculture Acting Director, this past week's dry and windy conditions resulted in field fires across our state, adding stress to the harvest season. Our thoughts are with those farmers and their families that experienced crop loss. IDOA encourages fire safety and fire prevention to be a part of every farmer's farm safety plan. Nearly 9 out of 10 wildfires nationally are caused by humans and could have been prevented. Before any fire happens, make sure your home and business is resistant to catching fire. This can be accomplished by clearing away debris and other flammable materials and using fire-resistant materials for landscaping and construction. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.